It was by a much tighter margin, about 6 points, rather than the double digits as in the past few campaigns. But Joe McNamara will once again represent the 40th District, covering Salem and parts of Roanoke City and Roanoke County. He recalled being in the General Assembly when all three statewide posts were held by Democrats during the Northam administration.
Looking back, they will learn from that experience and say, hey, Virginia is really close to a 50-50 state. Virginia is not a 100% Democratic state. There are plenty of different diverse opinions. There are different people that have different skill sets, and we all can provide opportunities and we can provide input to make the best governments for Virginia.
McNamara said last night that delegates on both sides of the aisle can find common ground.
What resonates the most year after year after year is people just want opportunity. They want government to limit their involvement in their life. And they want a fair tax structure. That's never changed, and I don't think it's going to change in the future, and that's something I'm always going to be focused on.
Democratic challenger and political newcomer Donna Littlepage fell about 6 points short of upsetting McNamara in a red-leaning district, despite a strong showing in Roanoke City. Gene Marano, WFIR News.